Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 225. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Nikki and the Corvettes. That song is called He's a Mover, and you can find that on the band's self-titled album, which came out in 1980 on Bomp Records. You can get that on CD. I got that on iTunes. It has the 12 original tracks and then four tracks from the singles from 1977, and I think 81 was the second single. Nikki Corvette was based at Detroit, Michigan, and if that song bears a striking resemblance to a certain Romantics tracks, it's probably not an accident, as she co-wrote the album with her boyfriend who happened to be in the Romantics. Nikki is currently active today, back again working with one of the Gorgor girls as the Gorvettes. So maybe we'll hear that in a future episode. I got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to jump into something new here. This is Tame Impala with the song Elephant.
Yeah.
right, that is Sleigh Bells with the song Crush. That's on the band's album Reign of Terror, which came out in February of this year on the Mom and Pop Records label. The band is currently on tour playing the Granada in Lawrence, Kansas tonight, so probably somewhere near you or just came by somewhere where you are. Before that, we heard from Tame Impala with the song Elephant. That's on the band's album Lonerism, which came out October 5th on Modular Recordings, a band out of Perth, Australia. I never really paid attention to the band, as I'm not that big of a fan of psychedelic rock in general, though there are elements of that album that are kind of Syd Barrett-y that I like, and certainly that big distorted bass and rock sound there on that track makes that one a lot of fun. Why did I play both of those this week? Well, it's because I got them this week. That's how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. But even if I take a flyer, I fail, it's okay. We'll get through it together. It's important we talk about this now because of this next artist I'm playing, the Alan Parsons Project. Why am I playing Alan Parsons Project? Because I just got the album this week. It's really that simple. This is The Raven.
Thank you.
right, that is Athens, Georgia's Maserati, giving you a chance to stretch out and relax a little bit. Name of that song is Martin Rev. I can assume that's in tribute to Martin Rev, the instrumentalist behind the New York band Suicide. You can find that on Maserati's new album, Maserati 7, which just came out in early October on Temporary Residence Records. It is a fine album. If you're a fan of Maserati, you'll definitely enjoy this one. And if you're not previously a fan, maybe after that track you are. Pitchfork said they're a post-rock band that forgot the post, and I think that's pretty accurate there. I started this set off there with the Alan Parsons Project with the song The Raven. That's on the band's first album, Tales of Mystery and Imagination. All songs inspired by Edgar Allan Poe and using many of his words as the lyrics there. Why did I get that one this week? Well, obviously, it's that time of year, Halloween, haunted houses, and Tales of the Macabre. I'm about out of time here, so I guess let's take a peek at the concert calendar. Let you know that the 23rd, you've got Sleigh Bells at the Granada. 26th, Quiet Corral and Communist Daughter at the Granada. The 27th, Minus the Bear with Cursive at the Beaumont. 31st, Off in the Spits at the Record Bar. You've got Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Snow Patrol, the first at the Midland. On the first, you can also see Fresh and Only's at the Jackpot, Matt and Kim at the Liberty Hall on the third, or Casket Lottery on the third at the Record Bar. The seventh, Gentleman Jesse at the Jackpot. The 10th, John Vanderslice and Crooked Fingers at Record Bar. Fiedler at Mojo's in Columbia on the 14th. The more I hear of that band, the happier I am. Going to have something from them on next week's podcast. The 15th, Dropkick Murphys are coming to the Uptown. The 23rd, Babies at the Riot Room. And I think that's about what I know about in November. Let's see. So let's wrap things up here. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 225. I have been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any social media outlet, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things here with a track by Quiet Corral, who I mentioned are playing here shortly. They are from Lawrence, Kansas, though currently out on tour. I know I've seen updates from all sorts of locales recently. This is from the band's 2010 self-titled release, kind of an EP. I think it's a 7-tracker or something. I think you can find that for free on the band's Tumblr or their website or somewhere. So no reason not to go pick this one up and download it. The track I'm going to play here is called Fly Bird Fly. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I woke to smoke and everything was burning all around me. I came alive with soot in my eyes and I tried to think. Then I saw a pigeon in my window sitting peacefully. So I wrote out a note, took a string and tied it to his feet. On that tattered paper it read, help, I've got myself in deep. I'm alone in a home whose atoms cannot help themselves from changing. From slow to fast, to faster still, my skin will do the same. So fly, bird, fly, save me from this grave. Say, are you a friend of mine? Say, did we meet in another life? Say, I can't seem to recall. Were we nothing? Were we lovers? Were we something better? I tap my foot as he second passed just to keep my heart pump going. I join the beat of the cracking timber symphony. For I was singing when I came and I'll be singing when I leave. Say, are you a friend of mine? Say, did we meet in another life? Say, were we lovers? Were we something better? Say. clouds were split in three as the rain dropped to its knees and the sky came alive. But it broke around my friend as he flew through the torrent to make out my lullaby, 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 came down. I was still waiting for the bird to bring.